Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to Couples Conversation Podcast.
You forget what we're doing?
No, I had the dramatic pause. So they were like, I wonder what they were listening to.
Oh.
And it's Couples Conversation
But they podcast. Clicked on us, so they already know what we're...
I guess.
What
maybe
we are.
Maybe they forgot. Maybe...
Did y'all forget? Maybe. You know what? I would do that.
She would.
Push play and be like, wait, who's this?
You.
What am
you
I
know,
listening to?
I mean, yeah, that makes sense because you also forget to... post last week's episode.
Okay, listen here.
I'm just saying,
buddy
it's
boy.
Literally just a copy-paste, here's the episode, post.
Okay.
So you got two to post tomorrow.
I can do that.
We'll see. Anyways, hello everyone. Again, if you're new to this, welcome. This is the Couples Conversation Podcast. My name is JT, and I am here with my lovely wife, Madison.
That's me.
That's Madison. If you ever hear some noises in the background, our cat is also a part of this podcast. Her name is Sylvie. And our lovely puppy dog is also a part of this podcast. And her name is Storm. So if you ever hear us talk about Storm or Sylvie, that's who they are. And you might just hear them roaming around and doing stuff. Storm usually squeaks her little toy. Sylvie is usually playing in a bag or rubbing her nose against the mic. So, again, if you know us personally, then you know that when I podcast, because I'm on... See? There's Sylvie right there.
Like she said, oh, yeah.
Again, yeah, she wants to make her presence known. You know that I am also a part of two other podcasts, and I do no editing on any of them. Because in my personal opinion, these podcasts are live, meaning Madison and I are currently sitting in our computer room, looking at each other, talking, and this is what you hear. Right? Simple
yep.
as that.
Yeah.
Can't get any more simpler than that. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's March.
Sure is. Welcome.
Welcome to Busy.
Absolutely.
That's what we should rename this month.
I'm feeling it's busy for everyone. And you know what? It's probably because of Easter, but...
Easter's
and
not
spring
even
break.
This
uh-huh.
Easter's next month.
No, Easter is the 31st.
Oh.
Of March.
It's the first... What?
So we're... It's the 31st. So we're in... We're doing Lent right now for the next couple weeks. We have spring break this month.
Oh, it's because we had
we
a leap
Saint,
year.
St. Patrick's.
We had a leap year. This is a leap year. So we
that
had...
That doesn't mess up Easter.
Okay, if we had one less day in February, we would technically be on March 4th right now. And Easter would have been... April 1st.
Maybe. Easter is all based on the moon. It's not based...
Do the math.
It's based on the moon.
Well... Moon this, it's going to be a busy month.
Absolutely.
And we'll tell you all about it.
You know what's happening in April?
Nothing.
Zippo.
Not a thing. So yeah, we'll go ahead and tell you guys our busy schedule, of course, like we always do. But if you are also new to this podcast, we like to play little games, do little quizzes, do jokes, make each other laugh. Madison and I are very good at making each other laugh. And we hope to just at least bring you guys a smile. That is our only thing that we plan on doing. So if you're listening to this and we made you smile already, you're welcome.
We did a good job.
Oh.
What?
I said you're welcome.
Oh.
We made you prettier. So yeah. So tonight, Madison and I, if you tuned in last week, you probably missed out. Like Madison did on posting it. So if you listen to the episode and without clicking on Madison's post from Twitter, hey, you're a loyal listener. So that was your plan, Madison, to see how many people listened without you putting anything out there.
Sure.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for listening, first off. But second off, you knew that your boy was in a board game phase.
Absolutely.
Still is.
Still on.
And because of that, Madison, would you like to tell the people what we did recently?
We bought a whole bunch of games.
Well, we bought four in the month of February.
Yeah.
What did we do that we're going to be starting up very soon?
We are going to be starting up a YouTube channel.
Yep.
That allows viewers to watch us play these video games. Not video games. Board games.
Yep. Yeah. So Madison and I talked about it. We are huge board game people. We all heard about it last week. I mean, it's evident we played, or we bought 4 board games in the last month. And so every Thursday we have dinner with Madison's parents. We always bring a board game to play. Sundays we have dinner with my family. We always bring a board game to play. It's seemingly on Tuesdays now, Mackenzie comes over eats dinner with us, and we also play some board games. So
yeah.
It was like we play so much board games that we just want to sit in front with friends in front of a camera and just press play and let the craziness play out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was I had my own personal YouTube channel that I had a bunch of content on. I completely wiped all of that content out. It's gone. Did some editing, did some photo work, and we came up with a title, we came up with a name, we have pictures, and if you would like to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we play board games, Madison, would you like to tell them what that name is?
The YouTube channel?
Yes.
We are the Tabletop Squad.
The Tabletop Squad. All one word.
Yep.
You can go find us on YouTube, subscribe to us. Our first video should be out relatively soon. I'll give you a hint. Me and Madison are playing a fun game that we have 3 different versions of. So,
well, I mean, we have lots of more versions.
Yes, but these 3 are quite interesting, to say the least. So very excited about that. And they're not going to be long videos. It's going to be like 1 round, maybe 1 or 2 rounds of each game, just to get the time going. But really the whole point of it is, and I think it's really cool as well, is we want other people to say, hey, we like board games. We want to see how these games are played and make that decision. So we're kind of helping people make that decision on if they want to get these board games or not. And then Madison and I decided, you know what, let's make it a little bit more interesting. So if we have guests on, which we are hoping to have guests on the videos, then we are going to add them to the squad. They are officially members of the squad. Now, these squad members don't have to show up every single video that we do. It will be a rotating door of sorts. But anytime that one of the members of the squad wins, they get a point. At the end of the month, whoever has the most points out of the squad wins something cool. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also decided, you know what? We want to give our viewers something to kind of look at. And so we were like, okay, they've watched us play these games. They saw us play. Now what? Well, we thought, let's do an S tier system. So we are going to make a tier list, S through F, S, A, B, C, D, F, and we are going to put those games in those categories. So hypothetically speaking, if we played Monopoly, and Madison and I run through Monopoly and we play it, and we're like, you know what, this game is long, it's kind of drawn out at times, it's fun, but like it can get, you know, the time can lag a little bit. You know, we're going to take a lot of these into consideration, and we will put that, you know, that game on a category. And so all of us in that video in the squad, they will be able to give us their opinions. Okay, we liked Monopoly, so we think it's in the S category. And Madison and I were like, it's long, it's drawn out. We want to put it at the B category. So we're like, okay, let's you know, even it out. Let's say A. Monopoly is an A game. That's hypothetically speaking. I'm not saying that's...
It is not, and we will not be playing that on camera.
Okay. But if someone suggests it in the comments, which we will be taking suggestions, then we might play it. But that's what we're going to do. So points and prizes for our guests, and tier list of all the games that we play. So go subscribe to our channel. It is, again, Madison.
Tabletop Squad.
Thank you. You almost forgot it there, didn't you?
I was getting confused. Too many channels, groups, titles.
This is true. There's a lot. But we're going to play a game tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and play a little mini card game that I bought Madison for...
Christmas.
Yes, it was in her stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. I bought like two of these little like travel... What are they called? Like travel games or something?
Yeah.
Mini travel games.
They're just mini games. It's like... games that I could fit in my purse and bring it somewhere, mm-hmm. or bring it to a friend's house.
I can
like
just imagine,
there's not a lot of pieces and yeah. they're tiny.
I can just imagine someone being like, want to play this, and just like pulling it out like of their purse or something. They'd be like, have you had that inside your purse the entire time?
Yes
I have, for yes. moments just like this,
because these games are easy to learn, quick games, anyone can play, many people can play.
Yep.
You don't have to have a certain number. So I think that's what makes these so easy and fun.
Games that I really enjoy are games that you like, you can have two and up. Like, don't get me wrong, I love 4+ games, like where groups of people. I love 4+ games because having a group is a lot of fun to play with. But there are times where I'm looking at Madison, I'm like, I really want to play a board game with you. Oh, let's go see what we don't have or what we have downstairs. And it's like
Exploding Kittens.
We exploding Kittens, Uno. I know we have a ton more. We have like 40 something games in our downstairs. But would you like to tell them what we're playing today? And
this,
go over the instructions. Just go over it all.
Yeah. So this game is called Raise the Stakes. And literally, this deck of cards can fit inside of my palm.
Yes, it can.
Like, it's smaller than a deck of Uno. And so, it says that for the instructions, the first player takes a card from the pile. They can choose to either read the easy or the hard option on the card. The other players then each bet on how many items they could name that match that category.
Mm.
So, how do you win? The player who places the highest bet then has to name that number of items they bet they could get. If they are successful, they win the point and keep the card. If they fail to name them all, then the player who placed the second highest bet can try to complete the list for them and steal the point and the card.
Ooh.
The first player to reach 10 points is the winner.
Wow.
So even because we still have two players, there's like no answers.
Yeah.
So we could still vote against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But some examples are like you have to figure out how many in that list that you can name.
So hypothetically,
I have an example.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I said some examples are like naming constellations, naming superheroes,
easy,
or naming types of nuts.
Okay.
So you have to think in your head, oh, how many do I know? And then you count, say, oh, I only know 5 different nuts. But then JT can either say that he says, oh, I only know 4 nuts, so then I would try to count. Or if he's like, oh, I know 10, then he would try to guess. And so then he has to prove that he knows all 10. If he doesn't, then I will get the point because there are two players.
It's one of the reasons why I love this game. When I remember going and looking for like little handheld games for us, and I saw this when I was like, this is really fun because it is a prove it game. You have to prove that you know what you're saying. You know?
Yeah.
Like if superheroes was one of them, and I said 20, and you're like 21, I'm like, all right, go ahead. And that's the thing. Whoever says the most. So if we were saying constellations, like you said, I would be like 2, and you were like, okay, 3. You would start. And then if you couldn't get the second one done, I'd be like, oh, I can steal. And then I'd steal it with the other two. And then I would get that point or card. We are not going to 10.
We also learned that, say, I can name 10 superheroes, but you can name 15.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to repeat the ones that I already said.
Right.
He just continues with the new information that I didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to continue, we did establish that too. You didn't have to start from the beginning and start naming.
We also figured out too, while playing this with other people, it is time is going to be is something that we kind of added ourselves because I think we gave it like ourselves like what 30 seconds or maybe a minute. I can't remember how long we gave it, but we were like, okay, you have a minute to or 30 seconds to figure out if you really know these things, because sometimes it gets to a lot of you get a lot of ums and a lot of uhs and a lot of hold on 1 second, I'm thinking. You gotta figure, if you know, you know. That's why when I play this game, I go in my head when we start and we're like, okay, constellations, I'm like, okay, I know for sure I know two and I'm sticking with it. Sure, do I know more? Maybe, but at that moment in that time, I only know two, which is the Milky Way and Orion's Belt. Yep.
The Milky Way is not a constellation.
The Big Dipper.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
But then you gotta have the Little Dipper. That's two right
there. Anyways, what's the first card? Like I said, we're not going to 10. We'll do what?
Maybe 5?
Yeah, we'll do 5.
Depending on how long it's taking.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Condiments.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna say 10.
10?
Yeah.
10 condiments?
I think so. Do you have higher?
I guess not.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna count on your hand for
me? Yeah.
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, honey mustard, hot mustard, pickle relish. Do you count that?
Yeah.
Pickle relish. Okay, we will do, now I'm blanking on the rest of them. Hot mayonnaise.
Hot mayonnaise?
We saw that That's today. We saw that at Target.
Oh, yeah, spicy mayo.
Yeah, spicy mayo. Spicy mustard.
You already said that.
Oh, did I say hot mustard already?
Yeah.
Okay, Dijon mustard.
I mean, that's kind of like hot mustard.
I would think no. Oh, we had it tonight. What is that?
Butter? No, that's not a condiment.
No, I'm not saying butter. What do we have in the cocktail sauce? And then the last we have, I can keep going. A1. We have steak sauce.
That is A1.
Yeah, there.
You didn't even say barbecue.
I was getting to those.
You only said 10. And you didn't even say honey mustard.
Honey mustard.
No, you did not.
What I said mustard. And then
regular
I said,
mustard and then hot mustard. And then you said Dijon mustard.
Like, I was that's getting, all, I was no. getting to the groups. But you I said got 10. 10. I got 10.
Okay, whatever. Here's your card.
Thank you. All right, the next steak is oh, you're gonna kill me in this one. Musicals.
Okay.
I for sure can do 3. Like, on the top of my head right now, I can do 3.
All
right,
then I'll just go 5. I can do more, but I'm more than you already. Yeah, okay. So.
Hit me with your 5.
Okay. Les Mis, Hairspray, Grease, Hamilton.
Oh, you're okay.
Phantom.
Okay, yep, there we go. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. I'm surprised you didn't say Shrek.
Trek.
That's terrible.
It was in there. It was just number six.
Terrible.
No. I love Shrek the Musical. You know what? I think I'm going to have to watch it again. Well, Shrek the Musical is absolutely wonderful. Not highly recommend.
No. If you want to... It's
on Netflix.
That is worse
highly
than
highly recommend. No, it is not.
That is worse
no,
than
it is
Madeline.
Not.
Yes,
no, it is not. No, it is not. Absolutely love Shrek the Musical.
No.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Superheroes because I don't know any albums by the Beatles. Can I just give you the card?
I mean...
We'll just allow you to win.
Okay, how many do you think you can, off the top of your head right now, how many do you think you can do?
10.
You know what?
I could probably do more.
Let's see what 10 you got.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Are you going to count?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say Shrek.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes, some people may say that.
Okay, Hulk, Hawkeye, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Wanda Maximoff, Vision, Spider-Man.
Just look behind you.
Black Widow.
Just look behind you.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Look in front of
you. I'm not. Midnight.
Okay, there you go. There's 10 right there. For those listening, obviously.
Black Panther.
There you go. There's your 11. For those who are listening, we're in our computer room right now, our office room. And behind Madison is a bookshelf full of...
Doctor Strange.
Thank you.
She-Hulk.
There you go. See,
who
she's...
Who's this one?
That's Lady Thor.
Have we met her?
Yes, Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Foster.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. But anyways, we are sitting in our computer room, and behind Madison is a bookshelf. And you're like, oh, what does this bookshelf have on it? It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 statues of superheroes. And it also has an abundance of movies. Comic books. See, you haven't even gone into the DC realm, which is crazy to me.
Deadpool. Well, Batman. Superman.
Yeah, see. We'll combine this. We both got that.
It's this card. The one that says superheroes.
Oh, thanks. We'll combine that. So.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, next one. Cheeses.
Oh.
Okay. I think I can do 5. Yeah, I think I can do 5.
8.
Okay, go.
Okay. Cheddar, American, Swiss, Brie, blue cheese, Parmesan, Gruyere. What did I say?
You said 8. But I said 5. So
Pepper Jack.
Okay, well, I mean, you got it anyways.
That's my 8.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I know my cheeses.
I don't even know what you said in that one. You said...
Gruyere.
I'm like, whoa, okay.
It's a fancy cheese. You don't want to do types of bean?
I don't know what type of bean.
Green beans, black beans, kidney beans, coffee beans.
Whatever.
I'm just good on my food topics.
Well, you know what, yeah.
Should I do a classic one or a funny one?
This is up to you. You have the card in your hand.
Methods of hair removal. Guess I know 4.
See, I don't even know 4. Yeah, I don't know 4.
Cut, wax, shave.
Okay, is shaving and cutting the
laser.
Same?
Laser. No, it is not. Because you can cut your hair with scissors.
Okay.
That's hair removal.
Okay.
Or well, or I can shave my legs with a razor.
Okay.
It's different.
Fair enough.
So that's my 4.
Okay, good job.
All right, I'm at 3. How many you got?
1.5.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I'm at 3.5.
Okay, well, this is where it all changes, right here.
Oh, really?
Fast food chains.
Okay.
I can at least do 10. I can at least do 10. Slowing down, huh?
All right. I'll give it to you because if you can't, then it'll be mine.
Mm-hmm. All right. I had to get a drink. All right. You ready?
Yep.
McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, Sonic, In-N-Out, Whataburger. Now, this one might be a controversy, but Waffle House. Do you count it?
Yeah.
Okay. KFC. You count that?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, let's see. Did I say Wendy's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Wendy's, McDonald's, KFC. KFC.
You already said it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh. Popeyes. Then we have... I said Sonic. Taco Bell. I didn't say Taco Bell.
Okay. I was surprised you didn't say Burger King.
I was... If you would have said... I'd already said Chipotle. Taco Bell. Yeah. Okay. I'm creeping closer.
Okay. I'm creeping closer. Okay. All right. Farm animals.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to say again, I can do 10. I'm going to stick with my guns and say I can do 10.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say sheep, dog, cat, horse, cow, chicken, rooster, goat, duck. I'm going to say... this is the part where it might get confusing, but what about a ram?
No.
Okay. And if you're like, why did he say ram? Because the reason I say ram is I do a daily crossword puzzle, and the hint that it gives for the answer of ram is farm animal.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's got to live somewhere.
I guess. Do you count fish as like in a pond on a farm?
I guess, but I was looking for a pig.
I said pig.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I said one of the first ones.
No, you didn't.
Y'all let me know if I said pig.
What about goose?
See, I categorize that. Well, I mean,
with a duck.
If I said goose, then you would have to count ram.
Okay. Whatever. I'll let you have it. We're tied.
Yes. Thank you, dear. Okay. Our next one is... Oh, I'm going to get killed on either one of these. Disney movies.
Okay. Whatever you bid, I'll bid a higher.
I mean... Again, without thinking, I can do 10.
All right, I'll go 12 then.
Okay, go.
Aren't all these Disney?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
All of those are Disney?
You've got to be. You cheater.
But that's not what I was going with. But all those aren't Disney, by the way.
She's looking at all the Marvel movies.
All the Marvel movies all are Disney.
All the MCU movies from Disney. God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, well, I did. I was thinking like OG Disney. So
not all those are, but yeah.
Are you gonna count me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Little Mermaid, Mulan, Pocahontas, Princess and the Frog, Wreck-It Ralph, It's a Bug's Life,
you're on 8.
I think Zootopia is Disney. Zootopia. Beauty and the Beast. Moana. Where am I at?
11.
Just got one more. I only need one more.
Think cold.
Frozen.
There you go. I was going to give it to you anyways because, like, you already beat me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm at 4.
Did you see what the other one was?
Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that one. The other one was Elton John songs. Okay. Here's the thing. I know probably 90% of Elton John songs. I know a lot. Just probably the titles. Probably not. I would probably even know 90%, 99% of Elton John songs. But can I sit here and tell you the titles of these songs? Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. Ariana Grande songs. I'm not choosing that one. I'm not doing that one.
No, thank you.
Chocolate bars.
Oh my gosh.
Chocolate bars.
Let's see. Da, da, da. 5. I mean, if you have 6 on your hand, so if you think 6, just go with it.
Okay.
All right, go.
So Hershey Kit Kat, Heath Bar, Milky Ways, Three Musketeers,
done.
Snickers.
Congratulations, you won.
Thank you, and that is game. I have 5 topics. Wow, I was getting worried there. Like it was neck and neck. We were doing things that you knew. I was pretty worried.
Yeah.
This is an instruction that needs to go on top.
Yep. Good job, Madison. Congratulations.
Good job, JT.
That was Raise the Stakes. And again, you can find Raise the Stakes at like Walgreens and stuff. It's a lot of fun for like on the trip, like when you're driving or somewhere and a long trip, you could just pull these out and drive and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Or if you're just hanging out at a friend's house, you can bring it over. Just start it.
Yep. Sylvie just jumped over Storm. Storm's laying over here by our door, and she's hopped over here. But we're about to go into our month of March. February is gone. Goodbye. February. Adios. Now it is the month of March, which there is a fake holiday in this month. I'll let you figure out which one it is.
It's not fake because it's on the calendar. A lot of people celebrate it. It's not fake.
It's fake.
No, it's not.
It is. All right, so again, 31 days in March. Got a lot going on. So I guess we'll just do you just want to do what we got the entire month, or do you want to just do like our normal look back, look forward 1 week?
I mean, we can just do our typical look back, look forward. However, we do have spring break.
Yep.
So that will, we won't be able to, we're going on a trip, and so we won't be able to record.
We're going to St. Louis.
Yep. And then we have Easter this month. We have lots of birthdays this month, lots of new things this month. Of course, doctor's appointments this month.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day.
Again, with a fake holiday.
It's not fake.
Okay.
So, anyway, we can start with what's coming up. Mondays, I have my Devo group. JT has his podcast. Doctor's appointment. And then we are going to Topgolf. There are a couple Topgolfs around the country. I have not been to any. JT has not been to any. But one of our friends is having their birthday that day there. And so we really want to support him. So we're going to go and have a birthday at Topgolf. And I'm pretty excited. Like, I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, it's fun. It's entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot to do. And
you said you've never been.
Well, I mean, I know the gist of it.
Oh. Well, yeah.
And we both suck at golf.
Absolutely. So that'll be interesting.
Yep.
Jury duty again, and then Amber's birthday is coming up.
Well, you didn't even say who we're going to. Alberto's birthday is Wednesday. That's where we're going.
Okay. So my friend's Brooke's birthday was March 1st.
Yep.
We are going to Topgolf for Alberta's birthday, which is March 6th. And then we have Amber's birthday, March 7th. Happy birthday to everyone.
Yep.
Everyone. So many people got the spring March birthdays.
Yeah. Yep. And then my dad's birthday is like
the 28th.
Yeah, at the end of the month. So.
Yep. But then JT wants to do a date night on Friday. And then Saturday, we will have another trivia night at the Bat Cave. And then...
Brand new categories.
Yes.
We will be talking about movies, sitcoms, horror, music, and Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Very excited about the these new categories.
Okay.
Because the last two times we did it, we did Marvel, DC, horror,
comics,
and I can't remember what else we did. Star Wars.
Yeah.
So we're changing it up. So if you were listening and you were in the Memphis area and you want to show off your nerdy knowledge, come on to the Batcave. It's a lot of fun. But you and I are doing something that we've never done. However, we have prepared for it.
Yes.
And we are playing D&D.
Yes.
Also known as Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. We are very, very new to this. We are going to be playing it with Claudia and Alberto. They are very new to this. Alberto is the most knowledgeable in this aspect, but we are very, 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 very new. We have not ever done anything like this before. So I would say it is serious because we've been playing on it, but however, it's like a very baby version. Like, we're not gung-ho into it, and we just got to see how it works, how we like it, and what's going to happen for the future. But I'm excited to do it with Claudia and Alberto.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun, that we'll get to try something new.
Yeah.
This week. Yep. And then I guess we just jumped ahead to this week. Last week was just a regular week at work, and then I went out Friday night into Saturday for Brooke's birthday. We stayed in the Midtown area and hung out and celebrated her birthday. And Saturday, JT had the toy show, the quarterly toy show.
Yep. And then I went and saw 901 Wrestling, which was incredible. Such a great show. A very shocking ending that left a lot of people speechless.
Yeah. And then typical Sunday.
Yep. Not a lot. We went to a consignment sale, got some shirts for a good buck.
Well, I got more than shirts,
It was, a typical end of the month, beginning of the month. But like I said, guys, we do have a lot. Like, what we just told y'all are probably like, oh my gosh, there's so much coming up in the next week. That's just half of it.
That's just 1 week of it. Yeah. I mean, there's something every single week. You know that empty week right there?
Yeah.
It may not be anything for us, but it's like jam packed at school. Oh, but I bet. That's why it's.
Oh, I bet.
That's why I know that we just have something almost every single day.
Yep, so. We're actually cashing in on one of your Christmas presents at the end of this
month. Yes, oh, so excited! I need to work on that cross stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on, guys, and you will all be here for it, except for on the 17th. We won't be here on the 17th.
Sorry, we won't post that day.
No, because we'll be.
And then we'll post the week after, but then we won't post on Easter, so.
Yep.
We'll be here and there. We'll be here for
the 10th.
Every other week.
Yeah.
For the next 4 weeks, we'll be here every other week.
The 10th, off the 17th, back the 24th, off the 31st.
Yep. We got
two more. Yeah, really, when you think about it, just two more podcast episodes in the month of March.
Yeah.
Which sounds so light. But
I mean, there's 5 Sundays in March this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, well, that will do it, guys. Thank you so much for listening again. You can find us on Twitter at
@CCPodcast_22.
And you can like and, retweet all of Madison's tweets whenever she does that.
And follow our game YouTube channel on YouTube at Tabletop Squad.
One word. Yes, and if you are interested in joining the squad is an open door policy. If you are in the Memphis area and you want to play some board games and you feel okay with being filmed and put on the interwebs, then you are down for it and you are ready to go. So, again, guys, thank you so much for listening. For Madison, I'm JT, and we will see you next week.